Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, we were talking about T.D. Jakes and entrepreneurship and the ability to produce.
Right.
A lot of things going on here. And the ability to produce and not be consumers.
Right.
But you know, Pat, my two sons, they are producers. They started a business,
they
a cookie business.
They are something else.
I tell you, and I'm greatly encouraged. You know, Bible says train up a child in the way they should go, and they shouldn't depart. But you impart to them wisdom and all type of different things. And my wife really encouraged them to start this business and get productive mm-hmm. out there, because you know, it's so important that they learn mm-hmm. very early. That, you know, how all this economy works, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just doesn't grow on trees. Not only that, but if you're going to have a fruitful and productive life, you got to get in the game. You got to touch something and make something come to pass. Well, I have you know, they started this cookie business where I was financing it, I guess, since they used our supplies. But now I jump started. I was a silent investor, I guess, a forced investor, since they just took my stuff.
But are you charging them interest?
Well, no interest, no interest, because they have a profit making business already. They are already in the profit.
They're in the black. That's
they're
good.
They're in the black, and they're buying their own supplies. Okay. Well, I'll tell you, they bake these cookies, they put them in these plastic bags, and what they do is they go to businesses. Mama drops them off, of course. They're 11 and 13. And then they walk.
So they're not just doing their neighborhood, they're doing business.
Oh, they ask mama to drive them down the road, and they'll stop at a business, and now they're doing the neighborhood.
Wow.
But this is what they did. They actually wrote a business plan. And I'm going to read you their business plan. Each one of them wrote a business plan.
How old are your boys?
One is 11 and one is 13.
Wow.
I didn't tell them to write this thing. He just wrote this. It was sitting on my desk. They wanted me to look at it. I said, okay. I didn't know what it was. I was sitting there for a while. Mm-hmm. So now I'm looking at it. One of them writes that they want to do a cookie survey. Cookie survey now. Questions to ask the customer. Do you like the cookies? What's your favorite flavor? Do any improvements need to be made? And would you like some more cookies? Now, these are his goals for the week. I'm telling you, you need a vision. You need a plan for your business now.
Mm-hmm.
He says he wants to make $12 a week, sell out at least once, put in my savings account at least half of what I get in the week, and try not to spend too much money.
That's a good plan.
He says buy ingredients for the cookies and try to have at least 5 people do surveys and try to sell at least twice a week. He further writes, make a relationship with the customers we sell with. How important is that if you're in business and you're producing, you want to make relationship with those that you're doing businesses? He says, I want to have $100 saved in my bank account.
Oh, wow.
Now watch this. He says, real big on his plan, tithe every week. Part of his plan, tithe every week. And he writes, I want to honor Jesus in my business.
Wow.
I want to honor Jesus in my business. And he has a goal to save $350 for his iPad mini. And the bottom says here, Lord, bless me and my brother's business. So that's one brother there.
Oh, my goodness.
The other brother puts things to say to customers. Hello, would you like to buy some fresh baked cookies? They're $1 a package. Make sure to say thank you and have a nice day. This is elementary, but how many times have you been to a business and the person behind the check it doesn't even say hello?
I know,
they don't
right?
say thank you. Plans selling cookies, hair salons, and lists all the different places he wants to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he says how to keep customers to know you. Get to know them and ask what their name is and tell them yours. Always have a big smile. These are all in caps, by the way. Some interesting misspelling words here, but maybe we'll make this available for you on the torch.
Dude, you need to frame that.
How to keep our business up. Listen to this now. This is from an 11-year-old. How to keep... You're getting strategies here on VFN Radio on how to be productive and keep your business up. He says, ask God to bless our business and tithe the money I get each week. He says, notes not to do. Don't eat profits, spelled P-R-O-P-H-I-T-S. Don't eat the profits.
Don't eat the profits.
I think the profits would appreciate that, that you don't eat them. Don't give the wrong change. Don't wear dirty clothes. These are boys. Don't be zombie. Don't be a zombie. Look alive. Be alive. Don't be rude. And don't be smart with customers. Have a big smile and be nice. I'm telling you that, listen, if 11 and 13-year-old boys can come together and put a business plan and be productive, they're making $12 and $13 each time they kind of go out, they've opened savings accounts. Listen, we can do that. We can do that. We can start making something and adding value. Because let me tell you, if we just all become consumers and just become a nation that's all about buying, what are we going to have?
That's right.
What are we going to have? So I want to encourage you, get involved in the game. Get involved in the game of life. Get involved in making something that's worthwhile and that produces and that lasts out, you know, beyond you. And teach it to your children. You know, the Bible says that if we don't work, we shouldn't eat. There are no entitlements, right? God has blessed us with the ability to be fruitful. He says, be fruitful and multiply. He's given us every single thing. He's blessed us, Ephesians says, in the spiritual realm with every spiritual blessing. And we have a God that we can speak to and pray to and abide with. And he loves to share and speak with us and gives us keys to the kingdom so that we can represent him here on the earth. And so why shouldn't you have that expectation to excel and do well, that God may be glorified in the earth? And when we started thinking from that perspective, you know, starting out with how not can I get a business so that I can be blessed, but how can I have a business that will bless the kingdom of God and advance the work of God?
Right.
I mean, those are the businesses that, that people want to get behind, you know? I believe we should get behind all of those businesses. So I want to encourage you, tips and strategies to have kingdom business and be productive in your life is get in the game and get out there and do something. Get out there and do something.
We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. Just you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day that day on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.